Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
They were there to catalog the mortality, but also to study the forest density around the sequoias.
You know, they've been here 1,500 years, you know, and each tree maybe survived 60, 70, 80 fires, you know. That's incredible. And then one fire comes in 2020 and all of a sudden they're gone.
And, you know, so I went on to try and I got into high school football. I wanted to win that trophy, Brett, but I'm 4'5" at that point. I didn't hit puberty until I was 19. I was the smallest kid at school.
Yeah, we have a nonprofit called Urbanist Media. And essentially, I've started to call what we do anti-racist preservation education, basically making preservation more inclusive.
Find your new favorite podcast today with samples from these three podcasts: Shortwave, Films to be Buried With, and Cincinnati Herald's podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Attention is at a premium these days. There are so many demands on your attention, it's nearly impossible to prioritize. Well, that's why NPR's Shortwave exists. In about 10 minutes, you'll hear new discoveries, everyday mysteries, and the science behind the headlines in podcast form. Host Maddie Sophia brings you a snackable episode every weekday. Here's a taste of Shortwave from the episode that tells of the devastating deaths of over 10,000 giant sequoia trees from the Castle Fire in California. The world's largest trees are one of the most fire-adapted to wildfires on the planet, but climate change is making these fires more extreme than sequoias can handle.
I mean, if they are naturally fireproof, what's changed now? Why are so many dying recently?
Well, the fires have changed. I mean, the Sierra Nevada has always had regular fires, but mostly these low-grade fires that kind of had this effect of clearing out the brush from time to time. They were started either by lightning strikes or they were set by Native American tribes. And that's known as cultural burning. The tribes use it to kind of cultivate the land for game or plants or for materials that they used. But things changed dramatically when they were forced from their lands. You know, burning stopped, and then came the era of fire suppression.
Right. And by fire suppression, you're talking about like Smokey Bear saying only you can prevent forest fires, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like I remember those ads, you know, and it was the mission of firefighting agencies to extinguish all fires. Without fires, the forest got a lot denser. The trees are closer together. The undergrowth has built up. And that's what's helping fuel these really extreme fires, the kind that sequoias, it turns out, just can't survive. That's what was striking to Scott Stevens. He's a UC Berkeley fire scientist who was out with the field crew that day. They were there to catalog the mortality, but also to study the forest density around the sequoias.
You know, they've been here 1,500 years, you know, and each tree maybe survived 60, 70, 80 fires, you know. That's incredible. And then one fire comes in 2020 and all of a sudden they're gone. That is a travesty.
So if you're losing so many of these sequoias at once, I mean, what is going to happen? Does Sequoia National Park, like, have to get renamed? Or are there enough of these trees making it through?
Yeah, well, that was the other thing they were there to inventory. Mm-hmm. They were really looking for signs of hope.
Two tiny sequoias here growing from the regeneration from the fire. Pretty rare.
Scott spotted two tiny sprouts in the ground, you know, these little specks of green in the ash. Mm-hmm. They're only 2 inches tall. It just seems like impossibly tiny compared to what they might become. Sequoias need fire to reproduce because it's the trigger for them to release their seeds. Huh. Their cones open up from this blast of heat, and then there's a shower of seeds that hits the forest floor. But the whole day I was there, we only saw a dozen seedlings. And normally researchers would expect to see hundreds or even thousands.
From the NPR podcast, Shortwave. Get the insights about the headlines in a quick and entertaining podcast with Shortwave, available from the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. All podcasts have uniquenesses, but this podcast takes its uniqueness and brings a new level of insight from the guests. Hosted by Brett Goldstein, who you may know better as Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, this podcast features a celebrity who's told that they've died, and their life is explored then through the films which meant the most to them. Past guests include Ricky Gervais, Sharon Stone, January Jones, Jamila Jamil, and Sarah Snook, along with 100-odd other luminaries from the worlds of comedy and film. The key ingredient of the show is Goldstein's questions. What's the first film you remember seeing? What film made you cry the most? And what's the film you most relate to? All framed around the idea that they're answering after they've died. So to give you a taste of films to be buried with, let's take the episode featuring Phil Nickel. In this clip, Brett asks Phil what film made him cry the most.
But I was a teenager, there was a film that I remember this being the most moving film at the time, and I haven't seen it since. So it's probably, it may be trashy, but it was a Steve Guttenberg film called Something for Joey. And what's that?
I'm just so excited that you've said that. It's like, it's never come up on here.
Do you know Something for Joey, Steve Guttenberg?
I believe I know what it is, but go on, tell me.
Yeah. Well, it's based on, I made a note of it because I want to make sure that I get this absolutely right. Something for Joey is a true story. It's a docudrama. It's like a documentary, not a documentary, a docudrama about a Heisman College player called John Cappelletti and his younger brother, Joey, who had leukemia. And when this football player, played by Steve Guttenberg, goes to, that wins the Heisman Trophy, which is like the college trophy for quarterbacking. Mm-hmm. He said he was doing it for his little brother, Joey, who was at that point having a downturn because of his leukemia. And then you find out at the end that Joey has indeed passed away and that this footballer, John Cappelletti, did something for Joey. And I remember as a young boy, I might have been 11 or 12 or 13 when it came out. I remember finding it really hard to get over and knowing that it was true. It made me cry till my mom had to help me and explain to me why other kids die. So
what did she say?
Well, I mean, remember, it's through optics of Christianity. Yeah. So it was that everything happens for a reason. It's a test for you, and that you take good things away and good things can come from bad things, and not all good things end up good. So wow. And, you know, so I went on to try and I got into high school football. I wanted to win that trophy, Brett, but I'm 4'5" at that point. I didn't hit puberty until I was 19. I was the smallest kid at school.
Bloody hell, man.
There's a small, crying, stuttering Scottish kid that wasn't allowed to
win. You're piling it on.
Yes.
Is the film that scared you the most? Do you like being scared?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think the scary movies that I like are more the ones that are kind of make you uncomfortable.
The powerfully funny and uniquely insightful podcast, Films to be Buried With. Get afterlife personal with celebrities in the podcast Films to be Buried With on the Start Here podcast page at wvxu.org. Just click on Podcasts. Since 1955, the Cincinnati Herald has been the city's premier African-American newspaper. The paper focuses on how the news of the city affects and relates to the black community. And digital editor John Reese has extended that mission with the Cincinnati Herald podcast. With over 40 episodes, the Cincinnati Herald podcast has featured some of the city's most pressing issues and its most amazing and inspirational people. To listen to the Cincinnati Herald podcast is to learn about the unheard voices in Cincinnati. Let's take a taste of the Cincinnati Herald podcast with a recent episode that features John Reese and urban preservationist Decca Hussein Wetzel. In this clip, John talks to Decca about her Cincinnati-based Urban Roots podcast and the Urbanist Media nonprofit she started.
Yeah, that definitely sounds exciting. Do we have any idea when season 2 is going to start?
I can't say for sure, but keep a lookout in 2022. It'll be in the earlier part. But yeah, we're working hard to get that content out. I will say that, you know, we have ample opportunities for people to help fund, to which will honestly help us get these episodes out faster. So if people haven't heard the Urban Roots podcast, please do listen. It's on Apple, Spotify, Google. It's like everywhere you can really imagine. And the first season we focus on Lost Voices of Cincinnati. And so it's really, you know, pretty special to hear if you live in Cincinnati. I think it'll be widely receptive in other cities too, but right now our main base is Cincinnati people.
Of course. And you guys also have a nonprofit, Urban Media, am I right?
Yeah, we have a nonprofit called Urbanist Media, and essentially I've started to call what we do anti-racist preservation education, basically making preservation more inclusive. Historic preservation is a field that not many African-American people, people of color, minorities end up going into. And it's just not seemingly as accessible as some of the other majors in schools. It's not seen as an option. And it's kind of because the only way to really become a professional preservationist or a professional architectural historian would be to get your master's in historic preservation or a related field.
From the Cincinnati Herald podcast, get an African-American perspective on Cincinnati and its people with the Cincinnati Herald podcast. Available now in the Start Here podcast collection from wvxu.org/starthere. Let's head over to the Apple Podcast charts before we wrap up the episode today and see what's number one in the nation as presented on iTunescharts.net. Well, two new podcasts have hit the top of the charts since we last checked. The first revisits the gruesome 2003 execution-style slaying of a mother, her son, and their nanny in their home in LA's Koreatown neighborhood. The podcast Strange Land re-examines cases in immigrant neighborhoods to go where police can't, and often uncovers new evidence to change the outcome. The other top new podcast is Operator. It tells the story of the single 1-900-number company that provided the vast majority of phone sex. Hosted by Tina Horn and produced by Wondering, Operator tells the story of the telephone pimp and how he got filthy rich while immersing you in Shakespearean-level corporate backstabbing on the front lines. That's Operator and Strangeland, both number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Operator, Strangeland, or the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.